Atamari here. This is your Wātea English News. The Climate Forest Association says a new fee structure for the industry is a mafia-like cash grab. The Ministry of Primary Industries and Te Uruako will introduce a new fixed annual fee and 22 new service fees on October 19th. Association Chief Executive Andrew Cushion told Radio Wātea host Donna Awatere Huata the ministry will collect more than $30 million a year to process forms. It's told forest owners if they don't like the fees, they can pull their forest out of the emissions trading scheme before the new regime comes into effect.
I'm sorry, I can't rip up a 30-year minimum forest. I can't go and change a land use that I committed to some years ago. I can't go back to my investors and partners and landowners and sit there and say, whoopsie, I need to leave in a month's time. That's not realistic. That's not fair to turn around and either say you pay this mafia-like new tax for playing in a system that you've already committed to, or you can just go.
Andrew Cushion says the emissions trading scheme represents a once-in-a-generation opportunity for Māori to earn value for the marginal land they have left, but government is ripping the rug out from under them with new taxes. Labour Deputy Leader Calvin Davis says the tough on gangs policies of a number of opposition parties this election ignores the role government played in creating gangs and its responsibility for coming up with positive solutions. The Corrections Minister says many Māori have ended up in gangs after being taken away from their homes by the state through no fault of their own and put in homes where they were abused. While the reasons people join gangs may have changed, that legacy of the 1960s and 70s remains.
I think there needs to be more understanding, more talk and more discussion, looking at the reasons why people are in gangs these days. I think the reasons have probably evolved. But we've got to, as governments, try to create the conditions where people don't feel the need to join gangs, rather than, oh, you're in a gang, you're a bad person, you should be in jail.
Calvin Davis. Oranga Tamariki has tried a new positive face on social work with an exhibition of the work of its kaimahi. The photographs were put up for National Social Workers' Day on Wednesday and show staff engaged in everyday activities, such as meeting with whānau over a cup of tea and biscuits. Senior social worker Toniana Ruawai says a photo of herself hand-in-hand with her partner and their kōtiro with their kuri sums up her feelings about her job.
The photo is of me walking away from work together as a whānau, and the reason why I chose that to be a part of the exhibition is because I'd like whānau to walk away from us hand in hand, happy and healthy, and I think that's what all social workers want.
Toni Anna Ruawai. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodoo!